Straw Big Town. Editor gets murder threat. Gang gold strike on Big Town. Extra Big Town.
All right, pack your things, Lorelei. I'm sending you out of Big Town until I find out what's back to these racket threats.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Steve. You're the one who's been threatened, not me.
Now, listen, Wilson. Lay off my rackets and I'll tip you on who's trying to get you. Is it a deal?
I'll make no deal with you, Lola. And call off your gun goons, or they'll get you the chair.
Such are the highlights of the deadly gimmick of the squeaking rat on Big Town, brought to you by Lever Brothers Company, makers of Rife Boy Health Soap. Another exciting adventure of fighting editor Steve Wilson of the Illustrated Press, whose newspaper creed stands for freedom and justice against the forces of intolerance and evil.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword, but it may be a faithful servant of all the people. Use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now to Big Town and tonight's headline story of the deadly gimmick of the squeaking rat. This is the strange story of a 2- and 4-legged rat. One a vicious little criminal with a warped sense of humor. The other a toy mouse with a squeaker in its rubber hide. Such is the background of this story that began as Lorelei Kilburn ushered an unexpected visitor into Steve Wilson's office at the Illustrated Press.
Steve, could you spare a moment?
Always for you, Lorelei, my lovely. Come in.
Not for me this time, Steve. You have a visitor. Come in, Mr. Lawler.
Thanks, Kilburn. Hello, Wilson.
Well, hello, Lawler. We're honored.
Save the wisecracks for an editorial, Wilson. I want to talk to you.
Fine, sit down.
Thanks.
May we quote you, or is this off the record, like most of your financial activities?
Well, that depends. But I'm not talking in front of witnesses. Send your girl Friday reporter out to buy a hat.
All right. Go buy a hat, Lorelei.
On the Illustrated Press expense account?
That depends on Mr. Lawler.
Okay. Make it good, Mr. Lawler.
I will.
All right, Lawler. What's on your mind?
Just a sec. What about that speakerphone on your desk?
It's switched off. But a hidden microphone would have been a good idea. Especially if I'd known you were coming.
Mm-hmm. That's why I made it a surprise.
All right, what's on your mind?
Plenty.
How do you like our editorials and feature articles on your mysterious financial activities in Big Town?
I don't.
Good.
You're causing me plenty of trouble.
Fine. The white heat of publicity sometimes fumigates the rat holes of the rackets.
Now, look here, Wilson. I simply loan money. If it is used to finance rackets, I'm not criminally responsible.
Oh, yes, we made that quite plain in Miss Kilburn's series of articles. You have no cause for a lawsuit on the grounds of libel or slander.
If I had, you'd have heard from my lawyer, not from me.
Yes, I know. So why this personal visit? What's on your mind?
I want you and your newspaper to lay off me and my activities. Quit writing me up. Forget me.
Well, most legitimate businessmen would pay plenty to get the amount of publicity we've been giving you.
Sure. But I'll pay plenty if you lay off.
What's the matter, Lawler? Is your filthy finance getting too hot for your shady clients? The bookies, slot machine operators, and numbers bankers? Are they afraid to do business with you because it puts them in the same spotlight of publicity you're in?
Yes. And I'm here to make you a proposition.
Go ahead. Make it.
Now, I know there's no use offering you dough.
Thanks for the compliment.
You're welcome. But lay off me and my activities, and I'll feed you enough tips on the rackets to fill your front page with a scoop every day of the week.
Why, you squealing rat. In your rackets, you wouldn't last a week.
Nobody need ever know where you got your information except you and me.
Don't kid yourself, Lawler. The sewer circuit of the underworld has a grapevine information service that would make a Hooper survey look like something out of a cup of tea leaves.
That'd be my worry.
Your funeral.
So you won't trade.
Listen, Lawler, I wouldn't deal with you if you gave me the inside dope on every unsolved murder in Big Town.
Why not?
Because men like you are behind and responsible for half the gang killings in this town.
Prove that, Wilson.
I'm trying. And I must be close to proving it, or you wouldn't be here.
Well, you won't be anywhere very long if you don't lay off.
Is that a threat?
Not from me, no, but I got a lot of friends.
Friends? Why, you haven't a friend in the world, Lawler. No one you can trust. and no one to trust you.
So you won't play ball.
No, Lawler, and you better tell your so-called friends that if anything happens to any of my staff, they'll be putting a rope around your neck after the deal you've offered me in this office.
Oh, yeah? That'll be your word against mine, Wilson.
Not quite. Just a minute. Lorelei.
Yes, Steve?
Did you get that choice bit of dialogue?
Yes, Steve. You want to hear a playback of your conversation with Mr. Lawler?
No, but I think Lawler would like to hear how his voice sounds.
Why, you double-crossing newspaper slug. You had a microphone hidden somewhere. You sent Kilburn out to turn it on.
Yes, in the Statue of Justice here on my desk, Lawler. Appropriate, isn't it?
You slug.
That won't help you, Lawler. Justice, crushed to earth, will rise and weigh you on her scales. To quote and unquote a paraphrase.
Lay off me and my business, or you won't live to see it happen.
Go on, Lawler. Is that microphone still working, Lorelei?
Yes, Steve. The tape recorder is getting it.
You better lay off, Wilson. You've started something, even I can't stop.
Get out, Lawler. Get out of this newspaper office and stop whatever you started. Because if anything happens to any of my staff, the recording of our conversation will be enough to send you up the river for the rest of your natural life.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Life Boy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Life Boy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Life Boy's purifying ingredient makes it more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that brings on B.O.
Life Boy's milder, too. Safe, even for babies' tender skin.
And you'll like the way Life Boy, made with costly coconut oil, bursts into quick white lather, even in hard water.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner. Keeps you fresh and attractive. Protects you as no other leading soap can. Bathe with Life Boy every day. Get the big new bath size. Buy Life Boy right away. Now, back to Big Town and to Steve Wilson and Lorelei as they face a showdown with a big-time racket operator they have goaded into threats of retaliation in tonight's headline story of the deadly gimmick of the squeaking rat.
Hey, gimmick, what's the big idea driving out in this old coal dock? I ain't in no mood for no necking party, even if you was my type.
Don't buddy yourself on both sides, Ruby. You ain't my type either.
So what's the idea? One of your gags?
Yeah. I'm gonna pull a yuck on a guy.
Ain't it kind of late for April Fool jokes?
This ain't gonna be no joke. I fixed me up a gimmick for a guy that's getting in the hair of a hotshot pal of mine.
Ah, you and your gimmick. No wonder you got that nickname. Oh, what's it this time? A stink bomb or an exploding cigar?
Yeah, hot, baby. Red hot. It's in this box.
What's in the box, mystery man?
A toy mouse, baby. One of them rubber rats with a squeaker in it.
Yeah, you squeeze it and it squeaks. So what?
So when this guy gets this package and opens it up, he's going to find the mouse and see the squeaker. And he's going to be curious enough to try and see if the squeaker works.
So what's the yuck in that?
The rat's primed with high explosive. It'll blow his top. Hey, how's that for a gag?
Some gag. Hey, now, wait a sec, gimmick. That's liable to be murder, and I don't want to get mixed up in it.
You don't want to go back to the hen pen, do you?
No, but listen, gimmick.
You listen. Do like you're told. There's an old moocher named Willie the Weak that lives in that shanty boat over there.
Is it him you're after?
Nah, but he's a tipster for the guy I want to get.
Who?
A newspaper slug named Steve Wilson of the Press.
So, what's the pitch?
Get out of the car. Go over there and leave this box in front of Willie's door.
Hey, now, wait a minute. What if the moocher comes out and spots me? There's a light in the shanty boat. He must be home.
Nah, quit worrying. Just put it in front of his door and beat it. I'll turn the jalopy around and be ready to haul out of here. Go on, take the box, but don't drop it.
All right, but what if the thing goes on?
Don't worry. It won't go till somebody gets curious enough to squeak that rat.
That recording is all ready to play, Steve.
Good. I phoned Callahan of Homicide, and I want him to hear it, Laura. Come in. I have an assignment.
Why Homicide, Steve? And what's my assignment?
I want you to go to Washington for a few days until we find out what's behind Lawler's threats.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Steve. Even if I did write those feature articles on Lawler's mysterious financial activities, sure you don't think he's going to do anything about it?
I'm not taking any chances, Lorelei. The notion that reporters aren't killed for racket exposés has been disproven several times, and I don't want it confirmed by your obituary.
Then you better come along to Washington. Lawler threatened you, not me.
Sorry, you're taking the night plane. Just a minute. Steve Wilson, Illustrated Press.
Mr. Wilson, it's me, Willie the Weed.
Hello, Willie. What's up along the waterfront?
I don't know, Mr. Wilson, but somebody left a package in front of the door to my sandy boat and beat it in the car before I could see who it was.
What kind of package, Willie?
Just a little old box wrapped in paper, and it's addressed to you, Mr. Wilson.
Addressed to me?
Yeah, it says, for Steve Wilson of the Illustrated Press. And the letters is cut out of newspaper and pasted on the package like crooks use on ransom notes.
Where are you, Willie?
In a payphone near the dock.
Where's the package?
I got it with me. What'll I do with it, Mr. Wilson?
Willie, listen carefully.
I'm listening.
Be very careful of that package, Willie. Don't drop it and don't open it.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, Mr. Wilson. I never open anybody else's packages, Mr. Wilson. But why do you suppose it was wrapped in front of my shanty door?
Because someone must know you give me tips about events along the waterfront, Willie. I want you to come to the press office right away. Watch yourself now, Willie, and be careful how you handle that package.
Yeah, hello.
That you, Mr. Lawler?
Who wants to know?
It's me. Gimmick Martin.
Lost the laughs. What's the idea of calling me? I'm at private wire, and what's the gag?
The gag to get a certain wise guy that's been getting in your hair lately.
Don't do me any favors, Gimmick. Your tricks and gags are about as funny as a crutch.
Don't worry. This one will pay off with a great big yacht. And already it's in the works.
What's in the works, comic?
You know that racket-busting newspaper slug, Wilson?
Wilson of the Press?
Yeah.
You dope, what have you pulled?
Relax. Just send him a little April Fool present. A little late, but he'll get the gag of the gimmick.
What kind of a present? What have you sent him, you dope?
Hey, is that gratitude? I figured I was doing you a favor.
Your kind of favor can tie me to you and your other punk pals I'm backing. What have you sent Wilson?
A gimmick that'll blow his head off if he's curious. And newspaper guys are curious about everything.
What kind of a gimmick, you laughing hyena?
Just a toy house with a squeaker in it, and he'll figure it's somebody's way of calling him a rat.
Oh. Oh, is that all?
Yeah, nah. That ain't all. That's just a come on. Listen, the payoff comes when Wilson gets curious and squeezes the mouse's squeaker to see if it works.
And then what happens?
Comes then the big yuck. The mouse blows up and blows Wilson right out of your head.
Oh, gimmick, you dope. I left Wilson not half an hour ago. I warned him to lay off. I threatened him. They had a microphone planted on me, and if anything happens, they'll nail me for it.
Creeps, how was I to know that?
Never mind. How'd you send that booby trap?
I planted it with a moocher named Willie the Weed, one of Wilson's waterfront tipsters.
Get it back, you crazy fool. Get it away from that mooch.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know as I can. I've been watching him. Willie phoned Wilson as soon as he found the package. He's on his way to Wilson's office right now.
Go after him. Wait for him outside the press office. Get that package away from him before you get me a reserve seat in a chair.
Okay, Ruby. Wait here, right behind the wheel.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Gimmick? What's the idea of racing across town and parking right in front of the Illustrated Press?
Shut up, Ruby. Stay under the wheel and be ready to roll out of here, but quick.
Okay, okay. But what's the big idea? What you watching for? That mooch and dope, Willie the Weed?
Yeah, I gotta get that package back.
Ha! Huh? Now I've heard everything. A while ago, that was going to be the yacht of the year. Now you gotta call it off. What gives?
Button up and get ready to roll. I see the moocher coming down the block carrying a box.
You're going
to
grab it?
Yeah, get set to start the motor and leave this car door open so I can jump in quick.
Okay, but you better watch that hacky leaning against his cab there in front of the press entrance.
I'll sap him if he butts in on this. Get set.
Okay, hurry it up.
Hiya, Willie. What you doing up in this section of town?
Oh, hello, Harry. Now, I've got to deliver a very important package to Mr. Wilson.
You walk all the way from the waterfront?
Yeah, Harry. No, I didn't have a nickel for bus fare.
I'll hack you back when you come out.
Thanks, Harry, but I'll mooch my way back.
Wait a minute, Willie. Maybe you won't have to mooch your way back to the docks.
Who are you, mister? Let go my arm.
Hold still, punk. You got something I want. Give me that package.
No, I won't. This package is for Mr. Wilson of the Illustrated Press. You let go. Harry! Harry! Harry the Hat, help!
Shut up. Shut up. Give me that package, you dirt.
Won't you let go? Harry!
Come in, Willie. Let go of my pal, Willie, or I'll crack your cranium with this knocker.
Oh, yeah!
Willie, in a press building, quick.
Hold this monkey.
Oh, hold him. I'll get help, Harry.
What's a big idea, you slug?
This is the big idea, you meddling hacky dope. Ruby, get the motor going. Roll this heap. Let's get out of here.
Willie with the package, and Harry, look at
him. Come in, Willie. Good grief. What's happened to you two?
A fella tried to get this package for me right in front of the press entrance, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, he jumped Willie, and I jumped him, but he was plenty handy with a blackjack boy.
Harry tried to hold him, but he got away in a car that had a girl driver.
Did either one of you spot the license number?
Not me. I was seeing stars. Sorry, boy.
And I was too busy holding on to this package you said to me. Careful, Mr. Wilson.
Now, let's see that package, Willie. Put it on the desk very carefully.
What is it, Mr. Wilson? How come I gotta be so careful with it?
I don't know, Willie. But there's something queer about this whole affair, and we're not going to take any chances.
Well, maybe it's a delayed April Fool's joke, Steve.
Perhaps, Loreline, but the fact it was left in front of Willie's shanty could mean it comes from someone who knows Willie works for us from time to time.
Steve, maybe it's another one of those symbolic threats you get from cranks every once in a while. Knives, silver bullets, musical coffins, skulls with bullet holes in them.
Yeah, have you still got the desk drawer full on, boss?
Yes, Harry.
And Steve still calls it his no hope chest.
Yes, but this package is different.
How so, Steve?
Because someone tried to recover it, Laura and I. Something must have happened between the time it was left outside Willie's shanty boat and the time he reached here.
That wasn't more than half an hour, Mr. Wilson.
And in that half hour, someone changed their mind about wanting me to receive this package.
Steve. Mark Lawler said someone might get you, shut you up if you didn't lay off.
Yes, and Lawler knows we have a recording of his threats.
Holy moly, boss. Maybe that box is a bomb, a time bomb. It's about the size of an alarm clock.
No, Harry, I'm sure there's no time clock mechanism. I listened very carefully, and it isn't heavy enough for a battery type.
Steve, be careful. Don't open it.
Don't worry. Inspector Callahan has a couple of specialists who know how to handle such things. Take that call online. Tell whoever it is that I'll call them back.
Okay, Steve. Steve Wilson's office, Illustrated Press.
Hello, police headquarters. Inspector Callahan of Homicide, please. Steve Wilson calling.
Oh.
And who's calling me, Lawler?
Steve, I think you better take this incoming call now.
Well, who is it, Lawler?
Mark Lawler, and he sounds worried.
Well, he may have good reason here. Take this other call to Callahan. Ask him to come up here and bring one of his bomb specialists on the double.
Okay, you talk to Lawler. He sounds like a cat on a hot dog.
Well, maybe just that and a lot more. All right, Lawler. What's on your mind?
I suppose you've got that wire recorder hooked up with this phone, Wilson.
You'll have to risk that, Lawler. What's on your mind since you last talked?
I got a hot tip for you, Wilson.
I told you I'm not buying any tip from you, Lawler.
I don't want anything for this tip.
And I don't want any favors.
You better listen, Wilson.
Why should I listen to you?
You're marked to get and how.
All right. How?
Well, just for the benefit of your tape recorder, I don't know. But you're primed to get it, but good.
Stop lying, Lawler. If you know anything, you know all about it. And you probably know your stooge wasn't able to get the package back from Willie the Week.
Hey, it wasn't my idea. I had nothing to do with it.
Well, you'll have a tough time proving it. After the threats you made in this office tonight?
Well, I didn't. know about it then. I was just bluffing, trying to scare you off.
Yes, I thought as much. What have you heard since then? Who sent that package? Talk. All right, Lawler. Talk if you want to get out of this.
Now, wait a minute. What's the deal for me?
I'm making no bargains with you, Lawler. Who left the package with Willie the Weep and beat him up with a blackjack trying to get it back? What's his name? What's his name, Lawler?
All right. A punk numbers banker called Gimmick Mark.
Gimmick Mark?
Yeah.
Where does he hang out?
I don't know. But he's going to call me again in a few minutes, and I could tell him to be someplace and you could pick him up.
Tell him to be at your office in half an hour.
My office?
Yes, your office.
But he'll know I crossed him up if you show with the cops.
He'll know it sooner or later. Take it or leave it, Lawler.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right. Have him at your office in half an hour, or the gimmick's gimmick may blast you into prison for a lot of years.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes it more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that brings on VO.
Lifebuoy's milder, too. Safe even for babies' tender skin.
And you'll like the way Lifebuoy, made with costly coconut oil, bursts into quick white lather, even in hard water.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner. Keeps you fresh and attractive. Protects you as no other leading soap can. Bathe with Lifebuoy every day. Get the big new bath size. Buy Lifebuoy right away. Now, back to Big Town and to Steve Wilson and Lorelei as they approach the office of Mark Lawler, a racket backer, in tonight's story headlined The Deadly Gimmick of the Squeaking Rat.
There's Lawler's office, Steve, at the end of the corridor.
Wait here, Lola. This is where you get off.
Steve, you're not walking in there alone, unarmed.
Oh, yes. But I'm not exactly unarmed, Lola. I have this little toy mouse the gimmick sent me with his murderous compliments.
But what's the good of that toy mouse?
I think it'll frighten a confession out of the gimmick. And Lawler, out of the business of financing rackets, wait here for Callahan of Homicide, Lola. You'll be here in a couple of minutes. Then come in and get the facts for Fletch on the city desk.
All right. But you be careful. I don't have to phone in your obituary for the final.
I'll try to avoid that. Oh, hello?
Wilson. A racket-busting newsy.
Sit down, Gimmick. Come in, Wilson. Close the door.
Thanks, Lawler. I see you got him here.
Hey, what's the idea, Lawler? Is this the way you pay off guys that try to do you a favor?
I don't go for favors to tie me into murder and maybe the chair.
I'll get you for this, Lawler. I'll get you for this cross-up if it's the last thing I ever do.
You'll have to wait quite a few years before you have a chance to try, Gimmick.
Oh, yeah? You ain't got a thing on me, Wilson.
Not a thing, but this little present you sent me, care of Willie the Weep.
Hey, what's that? I never seen it before.
I'll refresh your memory, Gimmick. Let's see what's inside this box.
Hey, take it easy, Wilson. Take it easy.
Why back away, Gimmick? Aren't you curious? Let's see what's so carefully wrapped in this tissue paper.
Hey, take it easy.
Well, if it isn't a little toy mouse. Look at it, Gimmick.
Hey, cut it out. Take it easy.
Stop backing away, Gimmick. It's only a toy mouse.
Listen, Wilson. It was only a gag. For a yuck. Yeah, for a laugh.
So you admit you sent it to me as a favor to Lola?
Yeah, a guy, give me it. I'm always picking up things for gags. That's why everybody calls me Gimmick.
Oh, so that's just your way of calling me a rat?
Yeah. There ain't no law against that, Wilson. I can't be pinched for pulling a gag. Give me it, huh? Give me it back.
Why do you want it back? It's nothing but a little toy mouse, Gimmick. With a squeaker in it. A little whistle that squeaks. If you press it like...
Wait a minute! Don't squeeze that rat, Wilson.
Why not? Here, you take it.
No!
You press it, Gimmick. Suppose you see if it squeaks.
No, no, keep it away. Keep it away from me. It's loaded.
Loaded, loaded. With what?
High explosive. It'll tear us to pieces.
So it is. A deadly booby trap. A murderous little hand grenade in the body of a rubber mouse.
Yeah, yeah. Take it away. Take it away. Put it
down. And you're loaded. And send it to me.
Yeah, put it down. I fixed it. It'll blow if you drop it. Put it down.
All right. You can stop backing away. Okay, Callahan.
Nice going, Steve. You've got all we need. But put that mouse down on the desk. Easy. And for heaven's sake, don't squeak that rat.
Well, why not? Callahan, it served its purpose. It's nothing but a harmless substitute copy of the one your thumb squat boy took to headquarters.
Wilson, you tricky slug, you pulled a yak on me.
Yes, Gimmick, would you like to hear this one squeak now?
Don't.
Yes, Steve, put that thing down, slow and easy.
Well, why should I put it down, Callahan?
Because my bomb squad boys made a mistake. They got them rubber rats mixed up when they repacked the box for you.
They did what?
Yeah. The one they took to headquarters was the duck.
And this one is the McCoy, still loaded with high explosives that would have gone off if I had squeaked it?
Yeah, Steve.
To quote and unquote, lay that squeaker down, Steve. Just lay that deadly squeaker down.
Well, friends, we all make mistakes. I almost made a fatal one with that squeaking rat. As far as the vicious Gimmick, he received a stiff sentence for attempted murder, and by treacherously turning safe evidence, sent Lawler to prison for criminal conspiracy.
How about next week's story, Steve?
Well, next Tuesday, there'll be quite a different kind of story from the front pages of the Illustrated Press, and headlined... The Lonely Heart. But here's Lorelei with another up-to-the-date bit of news item.
Friends, you've heard tonight how Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner in your daily bath, keeps you fresh and attractive 24 hours a day. Now, I'd like to suggest that you try Lifebuoy Health Soap in the big new bath size. Bath size Lifebuoy is generous and luxurious. And that lather, it's so mild and refreshing. I love it. And I know you'll love it, too. Just ask for the new bath size Lifebuoy. Thank you, and good night.
Friends, if you'd like to see what the cast of Big Town and their real counterparts look like, see the exciting story in the April 12th issue of Look magazine, now on the newsstands. The current issue of Look is complete with pictures of Big Town's leading characters and their real-life doubles. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Collin as Lorelei Kilburn, and is written and produced by Jerry McGill. Lever Brothers Company has amazing news. New 1950 Rinso with sodium. It's here a year ahead of time. New 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. The sensational new washing action of 1950 Rinso gets white clothes whiter than new, washable colors brighter than new, and keeps them whiter, brighter than any other soap. Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Get new 1950 Rinso at your dealers now.
Be sure and be with us again next Tuesday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company will again present Big Town. This is your narrator, Dwight Weiss, bidding you good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.